Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 409, 69 degrees on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. And like every Tuesday, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran, senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he gives us the information to help our veterans navigate a system that sometimes is all too difficult for the layperson to navigate. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Robert. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here, my friend. So it's interesting because some of the topics you sent me, I was literally reading last night and said it would be a great idea to talk about today. So, you know, a lot of positive things moving from the Supreme Court angle.
This is a major development and something that, you know, when you kind of look at the argument, when you get unanimous rulings from the Supreme Court, and I don't think people understand this, that there has been a large amount of unanimous rulings. Well, historically, the Supreme Court always has dissent. Somebody does the dissent letter explaining why the people who voted against it, voted nay, had that. Well, they're not doing that a lot lately because there's just tons of unanimous rulings. And one just came out on combat-related special compensation pay, commonly referred to as CRSC. And I want to, before I get into the ruling, it's mind-boggling to me, Rob, that so many veterans don't even know what CRSC is. And the last couple of times I've done videos on this on my social media, I would honestly say maybe 50 to 100 people, and each of them contacted me saying, I never heard of this. How is this? Why is this not talked about? It's this huge benefit. How could I have ignored this? And I used to have to explain to them the six-year rule, that they only back pay for 6 years, even though you're eligible. And now that's been ruled on. But first, let me explain what CRSC is. So combat related special compensation pay is something that is normally given to military retirees who have a VA disability compensation that is related to combat or an instrument of war or training for war. And it becomes a offset to the military retirement pay. And so they no longer get a military retirement, they get CRSC. And the benefits of CRSC is that it's tax-free and that it is non-recoupable. What that means, and this is a majority of the reason why people ask, if you get divorced, the CRSC is not giving to the spouse. They don't get that percentage. They can still get it for spousal support. They can still get it for child support. But they don't get the automatic half of the military retirement for each year that they were married together given to the spouse, because the military service member technically isn't getting any retirement. They're technically getting a special compensation. And then the other benefit, like I said, is it's tax-free. So it's a huge benefit. Now, the problem was, as people applied and people learned about CRSC, as you're exiting the military, they don't really tell you about it. You have to kind of learn about it on your own until people like me and other people on social media now have been putting this information out over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. And is it, what they were finding out is, hey, if I retired 10 years ago, they didn't tell me, and I applied, they could only get CRSC backdated for 6 years. That also greatly affects people's income taxes, because then they didn't have their military pay counting as an income. So that would affect them there as well in a positive manner. So the thing about the six-year rule was, this was instituted completely by DFOS, which is the finance people for the Department of Defense. There was actually no policy ever written by Congress to enact that. So there was a case called Soto versus the United States, and it's been in the federal court system since about 2017, and finally the Supreme Court ruled on it, and they took arguments in April, and they came out with the ruling, like I said, in which they ruled that there is no reason that the six-year rule should exist. And that if somebody is permanently and medically disabled retirement, there's no law, there's no definitive requirement by Congress that it can't get back paid. And it's important to know that some of the people, it's not just that they didn't know their retirement pay could be CRSC, it's the fact that it takes 2 to 3 years in some cases to get a ruling on it. So that could potentially rule out a lot of people's eligibility as well, which seems completely unfair since there wasn't a specific rule. So now they have said, the Supreme Court has said, hey, we're kicking out the lower court's rulings, and we have a unanimous agreement that there should be no six-year cap. So if you're a military retiree and you receive VA service-connected disability that is related to war, that is instrument of war, and that is from the training of war, you could be eligible for this. And the great thing about CRSC is if you get 10% for something that's related to war, you get 10% of your retirement turned into that benefit. If you've got a combined rating of 10% for one condition, 90% for another, your whole military retirement can be 100% tax-free. It's not like the VA rating scale, which 90 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 equals 90, which is a whole other thing. Don't get me started on that. But that's really, really good news, and I was excited to see that the Supreme Court is assisting, you know, retirees with getting that benefit. And this also applies to medical retirees, which it did not previously apply to. So for those people who got a medical retirement, there are some cases where you can get CRSC and VA service-connected disability pay at the same time, which is huge.
Yeah, no doubt. So they could start looking into this immediately, or is there some sort of process? Do they have to contact their tax attorney to maybe go back?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is you get a letter. Let me back up. I should say, if you are one of the people who was denied the 6-year rule, or they applied the 6-year rule, I should say, you are going to be receiving, I'd imagine, a letter. This kind of happened with the GI Bill. It's going to take about a year for the DOD to get out a letter to contact you to back pay you. And they'll probably give you an estimate of what your back pay is. You do have to sign in a CRSC. That's the law. So you probably have to sign a paper saying you want more money that's tax-free, which I'm sure everyone will sign. But that's most likely what's going to happen. These rulings come out, and then these agencies have to then go through their attorneys, who I hate, to interpret the ruling and give a result back to the people, which I know doesn't seem logical and fair. And if you're somebody who's applying now, they're going to instantaneously be eligible for beyond 6 years. But for everyone else who it happened to, you know, they have to look them up, they have to find them, they have to contact them, they have to make all those efforts, which isn't easy to do. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy to do. And you say it should be done quickly. It's going to take about a year for that to occur. And then you take those letters and you take them to your tax professionals, and you can ask for things to be amended. Now, I am not a tax professional, nor do I receive CRSC, but I've known individuals who did. And when I was working in Congress, I remember working with them and forwarding all that information to the IRS, and it was changed. Their income taxes had major changes, especially people who were 04s and above. That's officers, so senior officers, because it really does move your tax brackets. So good benefit. And then it makes you eligible for other programs, too, because it's non-taxable, non-reportable income. So a lot of other benefits in your state, like Pennsylvania, has changed that rule. So you can be eligible for more programs minus your VA service-connected disability. This will fall into that category as well.
All right. Great news there.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Rob, is we got to stop with all these opinion pieces written by people who are clearly partisan or talking about, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. And the most recent one I saw, and I think I talk to you about this almost every week, and it's just frustrating. I don't know what happened to Military Times, to military.com as well. You know, they have good reporting at times, but good Lord, the opinion pieces are written by Karl Marx himself, I swear to God. It's just frustrating. And the most recent opinion piece is Militarizing America's Southern Border is a Slippery Slope by Carolyn Zier. Now, for those of you who have ever taken an English class in college, you'll know that slippery slope is one of the fallacies in arguments. And Caroline refers to how, like, if we do this at the border, in her article, like, all these other potential dangers could come with using the military. She quotes posse comitatus, which, as I stated to you last week in your show, is not a constitutional amendment. It's not part of the Bill of Rights. Posse comitatus came after the Civil War. And it was something that was to ease aggression of Northerners onto Southern states, is what they believed. After Ulysses S. Grant used the military to allow African Americans to vote and protect their right to vote, the Southern Democrats tried to block that, so they just made it where you cannot use the military. But I also want to remind people that the military has already been used at the border. The border wall that we have now in San Diego, that was completely done by the U.S. military, the California National Guard, the Oregon National Guard, and the Arizona National Guard. That was completely built by them. Matter of fact, if you look at the wall that's there now, not the new wall, the old wall, the relic, as Trump would call it when I saw him at the border, that is actually all pads for military equipment that they actually welded together with military welders from the National Guard that uses a training exercise, and they built those roads.
Yeah, it was so actually, a lot of them were runways in the Pacific Islands during World War II, those sheets of metal, the old wall.
Yeah. I have a piece of it actually in my office in California still, one of the original pieces. So it's been done before. But then as you read the article, you know, and I give it a fair shot, I read through the article, and it's completely biased and doesn't really articulate things. It just does the Chicken Little thing. Well, these things, horrible things could happen. Horrible things could happen. You know, that's always like, you know, inflation and all these things that Trump's going to do and all these policies. But then when you go way down to the bottom, you want to know who Caroline Zeri is. Oh, well, she's the former deputy chief of staff for Lloyd Austin. Well, Carolyn, I have a message for you. When your article was really ill-informed, it misrepresents that the military has never worked on the border before, which they clearly have. It also leaves out the fact that nearly every other nation in the world guards their border with the military. Just a point. But hey, I get it. You want to get back into things because you're probably not finding employment or any real opportunity because of your participation in that botched debacle from Afghanistan.
Well, plus, I'm supposed to take her word on it with the border and military at the border, but she didn't know where her boss was when he was AWOL for a week.
Exactly. Who needs to write an opinion piece about the fall of Afghanistan? That's the opinion piece I want to read from her, quite frankly. I don't need her quote-unquote expertise on something that she was not an expert on.
Nor was her boss.
No, exactly. They couldn't spot the border if you give them a map. I want her opinion piece, so I'm inviting her to write another opinion piece. I want your opinion piece on who's to blame for the debacle in Afghanistan and that withdrawal, Carolyn. That's the piece I want to read. That's what I want to know about. I want your opinion, and I want your story on that. That's what I want to read about, right? No one wants to hear about, you know, what she did on something that might could have happened. No, I want to know about one of the biggest, most cataclysmic failures in American military history. Where's your opinion on that? Why are you quiet on that? And to the Military Times, dude, come on, man. Enough with these people and these opinion pieces that like, oh, veteran benefits are going to be taken away. It hasn't happened. Medicaid is going to be taken away. It hasn't happened. The economy is going to collapse. It hasn't happened. All these things. You know, it's like Russia all over again, but in all these little forms, you know, I'm just fed up with it. And they're doing themselves a disservice because no one's going to read this stuff in the future because it never happens. It's kind of like looking at Al Gore's documentary 20 years later and realizing none of that happened. It's sort of like that, Rob. In Military Times, do better. I understand you want to put her there. But have the courage to say, hey, why don't you write a piece on the Afghan withdrawal, Carolyn? I want to know your opinion on that. That would be something worth reading. Not that, you know, military people at the border is a bad idea and it's never happened, when it has.
Anyone who's traveled abroad sees it every time they get off a plane or onto a plane in these countries. Tommy, I appreciate your call. We're running a little late here, but I appreciate you checking in today, my friend.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you.
Thank you.